This is the Classic Artist Spotlight.
The artist known as Prince is the greatest musical export the city of Minneapolis had ever seen, and perhaps the most gifted all-around music performer and musician ever. Heavily influenced by R&B, pop, soul, and funk, he mixed all of these things into a sound that was uniquely his, keeping things fresh and innovative throughout his illustrious career. Prince had respect amongst fellow musicians far and wide, being extremely gifted with every instrument he touched. He's a true virtuoso, and he was also instrumental in furthering the careers of artists such as Sheila E., The Time, Carmen Electra, and Apollonia, as well as writing songs for acts such as The Bangles, Chaka Khan, Sinead O'Connor, and Martika. He was born Prince Rogers Nelson in Minneapolis and began his love of music early on, recording with his cousin's band among his early projects. Prince knew he had something big to offer, so he recorded demo tapes, sent them on to record labels, and ultimately signed with Warner Brothers and released his first album called For You in 1978. By 1979, Prince released the album Prince. A single off of it, I Wanna Be Your Lover, would eventually go top 20 in the U.S. pop charts, and the world was introduced to Prince for the very first time. I Wanna Be Your Lover had signs of funk, pop, and R&B. The song became a big hit. Prince would soon follow up his self-titled album with 1980's Dirty Mind and 1981's Controversy, which were both strong and critically acclaimed albums. ...1983 was to be Prince's real breakout year. He released the album 1999, which went platinum, and featured singles like the title track, Delirious, and this song, which became his first top 10 hit, and a very memorable music video. This is Little Red Corvette.
I guess I should know, by the way you popped your car sideways, I don't wouldn't last. The other kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. Guess I must be dumb, she had a pocket full of horses, children and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You say, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, little red Corvette, baby, you're much too fast. Little red Corvette, you need a love that's gonna last. Guess I should have closed my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday.
never seen.
And the ride, I say the ride is so smooth.
You must be a Yanasee.
Corvette, Prince, 1983, from the mega album 1999. That album showed an artist enjoying great musical growth as Prince combined pop melodies without compromising his funk and R&B roots. Prince was also right on time with the music video era. He was a heavily featured artist in MTV's rotation, and each of his forthcoming videos seemed more interesting than his previous. Prince's crowning achievement, though, was 1984's album, soundtrack, and movie Purple Rain, which included his band The Revolution getting credited for the very first time. Shot in and around Minneapolis, the movie Tour de Force basically captures the aura of Prince himself, his adventures, his rivals, his lovers, and especially performing live at the famous First Avenue venue. The movie and music catapulted Prince into the stratosphere. The album would go on to become 1984's biggest-selling album, and the first single released off of it would become 1984's biggest-selling single.
Strike curious poses. They feel the heat between me and you.
Prince, When Doves Cry, 1984. Purple Rain sold over 20 million copies worldwide, was number one on the U.S. album charts for 24 weeks, and won several Grammy Awards. It's still one of the biggest selling soundtracks in history. Prince reigned supreme in 1984, and he was just beginning.
Classic Artist Spotlight will return.